Case number 12942, Keystone Novelties Distributors seeks a special use exception for a temporary tent sale. Section 11580 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located east of Roxana Road and south of Atlantic Avenue. The 911 address is 34960 Atlantic Avenue in Ocean View. The zoning district is C1. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 12, Parcel 330.01.
Good evening again, sir.
Good evening.
And I'll note for the record, we have Fred Young, who's previously been sworn in this evening for the board.
And you may present your case, sir, when you're ready.
Okay, similar, very similar to the other one we discussed as far as hours of operation, dates of operation. This one actually does, as you can see, we have more of a defined location back off the road that's been negotiated with the landlord. Again, site distance issues taken into account on that. And then the X indicates, if you notice just, you know, I guess, lower part of your screen there below the tent, that indicates, I believe that's the porta potty that we do get for some of our clerks in some locations where they don't have, bless you, where they don't have access to, you know, another location to use that. So we get that, we provide that for them at certain locations. So that's what that X indicates. Again, the tent will be, I think it also runs from the 21st, I believe, on that one to July 4th. For the same eight reasons.
Mr. Young, perhaps I could speed through because we do have some testimony from Rick Seary at the last hearing.
Okay.
And I'll just make some, kind of go over what our notes indicate he had testified to, and you can verify perhaps if that information is still the same or if it's different. That there was a one-year lease for the property because the landlord might be doing something with that space in the future. It's currently used for a part of Hawker's grocery store, and the tent will be in operation from roughly 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. It would be on July 3rd and July 4th, it would go from 9 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. I'm seeing your head nodding, so I'm gonna assume that's a yes.
That is a yes.
But if you can say yes so we have it in the record. The tent would be staked down in this one, and it would be a 20 by 40 foot tent. Are those correct?
That is correct. Yes, that's the information I have.
That there will be no outside lights, but there may be lights from inside the tent. Is that right?
That's correct.
There will be no speakers, no smells or vibrations coming from the tent.
That's correct.
That the that merchandise will be packed up in a storage container each night, or the clerks would stay on site to provide security.
Correct.
That the sale dates would be June 21 to July 4, with a tent set up 3 days prior and removed by July the 10th.
That is correct.
I don't know if that triggers any additional questions, but I thought that might speed through some of what we already had in the record.
Appreciate that.
Questions?
Thank you, sir. If that concludes your presentation, you may have a seat.
Okay, thank you.
Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board?
Yeah, I do have something else.
Okay.
I want to verify here again, is this on the same parcel or not? Can you verify which parcel it's on?
Yeah, so, and I think
she's got the other. Actually, 331. It appears to be on 331, which creates the same problem we have in the last one.
330.01, which is what is on the application submitted by the applicant.
But this, and it looks like that was, oh, it, showing where the tent's supposed to be 331, and that's not what it's applied for. I'll show them the 330. I would say. At the intersection where it was, I guess it would be on the 331 where that 3 is, the 33 is roughly about where the tent is indicated. I would say what we will do, what we'll have to do, is go back to the applicant or to the landlord and shift it directly. Yeah, right there. That way it's in compliance with you. It'll be on the, on the proper parcel. And typically in a situation like this for a grocery store, we do have it in several locations. Grocery store parking lot, they like to have them out there on an outline. Typically, vehicles indicated there. Most patrons don't park that far.
Is this another 20 by 40 tent?
It's proposed 20 by 40.
Okay. Okay, so it's a 20 by 40 tent. How many parking spaces, again, would that take?
So 20 by 40, I think most parking spaces are, what, 8 foot wide? So that will end up taking 40, the length will be 40. So that will end up taking, what, roughly 5 parking spaces? So most of those spaces that you see those two vehicles in the picture there, that'll take 5 of those, and you'll still have 3 there. But then, of course, there's a lot of parking, you know, surrounding that
right,
as you come this way.
So would you propose putting it on the 5 on the left side, leaving the 3 on the right side next to
that's
that
what I would
entrance
propose,
so that people have some visibility there?
Mm-hmm. That's right. And obviously, with it set back that way, if somebody's leaving that lot, and I believe that looks like, can they make a left out of there, or is that only a right out? They can.
Well, so they're coming in there to go out. It's on the right side. You kind of see those directional arrows to the right, mm-hmm, and the left.
That way, when they get up to that white marker, if it's set back like that, they should have no issue with the sight distance.
I've been by there recently, and just so you know, this is for information for you. Currently, they have Mr. Hawker has his catering slash barbecue truck right there in where you propose to put that.
Okay.
So that might be a discussion with him.
Well, we'll have to definitely have it with him, because now that we're going to have to shift it over to there to be in compliance, and quite frankly, if he doesn't want to move those, then we probably won't be able to have the tent, unless he proposes somewhere else on that parcel, and the board is okay with us discussing with the landlord another location that won't interfere with sight distance on that parcel.
Again, I think he's run that in previous years from parcel 331.
The other business unit.
Yes, that mobile like catering slash barbecue business that's there. I believe that has been 331. I'm not sure why he has it over there. That's a discussion you'd have to have with him, but.
I had to guess he probably moved it over there so 331 could be for the tent, but then they didn't
probably,
apply for
I think you're on to something there, but I just as information there. That is currently operating as of, I believe, 3:30 this afternoon.
Well, I would propose
as such.
I would propose that the board indulge and grant us the conditional that we move it to where we discussed, and he'd have to move his other business out of there at least until July the 4th or after the tent's removed.
If we were to do that, you know, you would have to have the conversation with Mr. Hawker.
Absolutely.
Okay. Just want to make sure that's on the record.
Well, Mr. Hawker is being well compensated to rent this space, so he would have to decide if he, you know, I'm sure
Understood.
We would probably want to accommodate if possible.
Anything else from the board? You have anything else, sir, to add?
Nothing else to add unless any other questions are offered.
At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12942 for Keystone Novelty Distributor. There you go. And entertain a motion. Distributors, there we go.
I'll give it a go again. I'll make a motion to approve case number 12942 for Keystone Novelties for the special use exemption for a period of 1 year. I don't believe that that it would substantially affect or adversely the uses of the neighboring and adjacent properties. The condition would be that there would have to be a written verification received by the county prior to the erection of the tent, showing an agreement by the owner of the property that the tent was located in an agreeable location for the property owner and doesn't create a line of sight problem for ingress or egress from the property.
Second.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Dr. Carson.
Aye.
I'm going to vote nay because there's too much ambiguity of what and where it's going. It's just not clear. I would rather it be clear to us. So with a vote of 4-1, sir, your case is approved.